You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Melbourne Cup is held on the 1st of November every year. It's a major annual horse racing event and attracts global attention. However, the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses believes that the event is unethical and is staging a protest along Auckland's waterfront this afternoon, where many venues will be screening the race. I spoke to Aya Oba from the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses to get a sense of their protests and why they call the racehorsing industry exploitative and abusive. What problems do you see with the Melbourne Cup?
What problem? A lot. To start with, the whole horse racing is presented as entertainment and sports. An opportunity, whole cup event is presented as its opportunity to glam up, have long lunch and bet on the horses. But it's covered in those glamorous scenes that horses are actually getting abused. I know abused is a strong word, but that's the only word we can think of, how they are treated. And also in my media release as well, there is a significant rise in domestic violence on the cup day because people do take a lot of alcohols and also gambling sin, which is not healthy for the community, including Aotearoa, especially where we're going to be at today around verdict. A lot of bars and restaurants host the Melbourne Cup. For people to bet on those animals who are innocent, and in the worst case, they do get put down because of the racist.
How aware of these issues do you believe people are? Do you think that if people understood how the horses are treated, they'd be less supportive?
Yeah, I think so. So that's what we are aiming for. We're not attacking anybody. We just want to make people aware what's actually happening behind the scenes, because we believe that people, especially in Aotearoa, people are kind, love animals. So it's just an educational thing, and I don't want people to be blinded by the money-making industry to, you know, I feel like people's kindness are exploited as well by them.
Given the terrible treatment of horses for races, why do you believe that horse racing is still sort of considered a normal sport, even as greater attention to animal abuse and veganism and these sorts of issues has been drawn in recent decades?
Well, same with greyhounds and rodeo. People do not really support those animal racing. And I think a lot of people don't see it as sports. I would see sports as, let's say, Women's Rugby World Cups on, Cricket World Cups on, T20, and those are sports. I think anything involved with using animals as tool, they shouldn't be called sports in general.
When it comes to how the animals are treated, is there a lot of difference between different races or different industries? And how does the Melbourne Cup compare?
Right, good question. I mean, CPR, we are based in Australia and we do activities and events in New Zealand. So I wouldn't say there's a huge difference because the standard practice for the racehorses are that they're raised to race, and if they're not good enough, they get rid of most of the time. Then if they can run fast enough, they're around 2 years old, which is, that's really too young. Their bones, muscles still developing, and they're forced to run first. That's why they have injuries. That's the standard practice. New Zealand, Australia, China, Japan, it's pretty much standard. And also, if they get injured, if injury is bad, they get put down, which is not a secret. Everybody knows they put the curtain up on the race course and we know what happens behind those curtains. And even they do well, if they can't run, compete fast enough, then where are they going to go? We do have down the cover footage put all together the documentary called Final Race, and that actually shows the ex-top race horses getting killed at the slaughterhouse. So there's no really good future for any race horses everywhere globally.
So following up on that, do you believe that there is any possibility of ever racing horses ethically, or do we need to think the entire practice, or rethink the entire practice altogether?
Entire practice, I believe, because like I just explained, there's no really good future for horses. They become dog meat a lot of times. Yeah, we just have to stop seeing animals as our commodity and tools to make money. They are companions, dogs, cats, rabbits, horses. They could be companion animals, but not using them as a tool for the profit.
So you mentioned earlier that you intend for this protest to be an educational one. Who exactly are you trying to reach with these messages, and what kinds of immediate actions would you like to see from these people?
Right, okay. Yeah, another good question. I think for the horse racing, especially something like Melbourne Cup, people in general don't know why it's cruel, and that's why we're protesting. If everybody knows, if including racegoers and other people on the street just on the lunch break or walking around Auckland, I don't think they're aware. If they really do know, they would be joining us. And we will have TV showing some footage and facts about horse racing. We'll have the placard. And we also prepared a whip, which is very similar to what jockeys use for actual horses. So if anyone wants to try and really do believe it does not hurt, they can come and try it.
That was Aya Ober from the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses speaking about animal abuse in the Melbourne Cup.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.